Giant Radio, original podcast.
First touch that a child feels is that of her mother. A mother creates, loves, cherishes, raises a little child, teaches values and culture, bathes them, feeds them, and takes care of them. Hence, without doubt, there is this day dedicated to mothers. It is Mother's Day today. This year, this day comes with some challenges and some confusion, especially because of the unprecedented second wave of COVID-19. Expectant mothers and new mothers, they are scared, they are confused. After all, it's the question of that little one who's been brought so beautifully in this world. So, in this Chimes Radio original podcast with me, Manika, we have a very senior doctor from Manipal Hospitals, Dr. Lieutenant Colonel Leena N. Sridhar. Dr. Sridhar, welcome to Chimes Radio. Please tell us about yourself.
A big hello to everyone. I'm Dr. Leena Sridhar, consultant obstetrician and gynecologist and head of department in the Department of Academics and Research at the Manipal Hospital, Dwarka, New Delhi.
Dr. Sridhar, it is so wonderful to have you with us here. And I'm sure that on this Mother's Day, many mothers are going to benefit from this conversation that we're going to have. So the first thing that I wanted to discuss with you about the present time, testing times, taxing times. Today, as we look around, we see that COVID has struck again and with double the intensity. And pregnancy is a sensitive journey. So what has been the effect on mothers to be in terms of mental and emotional stress?
The current pandemic of COVID-19, its second wave has been very virulent. And no doubt, mothers-to-be are very, very tense in today's times. One of the reasons is that a lot of them who are coming close to their due date are having high-risk pregnancies. And there is always a doubt whether they should come to the hospital or stay at home and do a video consultation. Unfortunately, towards the date of delivery, they have to come to the hospital for proper checkup. So they are worried because most of the hospitals have a lot of COVID patients, and this sort of affects their approach to the delivery because they become extremely stressed out both mentally and emotionally.
Yes, that's right. It's the safety of the child which is of the utmost priority to the mother. So Dr. Sridhar, how can expecting mothers prevent getting infected by COVID-19?
Expecting mothers can prevent themselves from getting infected by COVID-19 by following those three very important aspects. One is wearing a face mask, well covering the mouth and the nose whenever they step out of the house, should it be necessary, of course. Number two, maintaining social distancing. So whenever they are coming to the hospital, they have to take a proper appointment and come at the time of their visit so that there is no crowding. Number three, frequent hand washing and hand hygiene. That is very, very imperative.
That's right, following the standard procedure that we do. And Dr. Sridhar, is it safe for the expecting mothers to get themselves vaccinated?
When we talk about vaccination, while it has been worldwide found that vaccination itself is not dangerous in an expecting mother, currently our guidelines have not given us permission to go in for vaccination. So as of now, we are not promoting vaccination for the pregnant women. What is more important is to preserve those three points that I just mentioned, that is wearing a mask, social distancing and hand hygiene. If possible, avoid any kind of movement out of the house unless it is absolutely necessary.
That's right, not getting themselves exposed to the outside world, staying indoors unless and until it is necessary. Dr. Sridhar, I'm sure the expectant mothers are following everything, but we also have cases where pregnant ladies have got COVID-19. So in such cases, how dangerous it is when an expectant mother gets infected?
Since pregnancy is a state where immunity is low, it is but worthwhile to remember that COVID-19 infections can play a lot of havoc on the pregnancies. But what has been seen is that almost as high as 85% of these pregnant women will have very mild symptoms or may be completely asymptomatic. So therefore, we should not panic if at all one gets infected with COVID-19.
Yes, that's really a good information, and obviously a lot of expectant mothers will have new confidence now listening to this. The next step is coming for delivery. Dr. Sridhar, what are the conditions under which these mothers can have a safe delivery during this time?
Should a woman become infected with COVID-19 and is coming for her delivery, she must maintain contact with her gynecologist, because they would make sure that she is able to have a safe delivery. Right from the time when she reports to the emergency, conditions are created that she is kept in a separate enclosure, or you can say a separate labor room, where certain special arrangements are made so that we can have a safe delivery.
And what about the newborn in this case? Will the child be also COVID infected?
The newborn is then isolated after being born, and newborns are also tested for COVID-19 infection. Fortunately, because the transplacental transfer of this virus is extremely rare, so they need not be so panicky about the fact that the newborns will be infected. However, we have to be extremely particular when they come in labor to make sure that the conditions are absolutely safe for their delivery. And usually the babies are kept at a safe distance away from the mother. And the test is then repeated for the baby when the baby is born.
This sure is a relief for the expectant mothers who are listening to us, that the hospitals take utmost care when it comes to the newborn child and keep them at a safe distance. Dr. Sridhar, after the baby is born and is isolated from the mother, many a times it is seen, because since hospitals are full of infection, after delivery, a new mother gets infected. How harmful is it for them, considering their bodies are already weak due to delivery?
The postpartum period, or the period immediately after delivery, up to 42 days after delivering a baby, is called the postnatal period. This is the time when a woman's immunity is low and she can fall prey to all kinds of infections. COVID-19 infection is just like any other infection, so it can affect a woman in the postnatal period. So it is very important that women post-delivery make sure that they isolate themselves at home, avoid too much contact with relatives and friends who may be wanting to see the baby, but that should be prevented at all costs. Maintain social distancing, wear a mask in case a person arrives inside into the house who's come from outside, and do frequent hand hygiene. Now, this scenario is very important in today's time with the COVID virus infection raging all over our country.
I agree, and the way these infections are impacting people, it is really troublesome. Dr. Sridhar, these are tormenting times. So in such a situation, how should the mother stay positive and happy? How to uplift their mental state and keep their children also safe and happy? What do you suggest?
In such tormenting times, it is very, very, very important for a mother to stay positive and happy. When I talk about stay positive, I mean positivity in mind and not the positive test as far as COVID-19 is concerned. Many of them are having high-risk pregnancies, having diabetes, hypertension. So it is very important to be in teleconsultation with your gynecologist and keep your other comorbid conditions under control. They should remain at home and minimize their visits to the hospital in consultation with their gynecologist. Involve themselves in hobbies, read about childbearing and rearing, indulge in prenatal yoga, and above all, keep themselves in a happy frame of mind. Remember, the pandemic is not going to remain forever. It is going to die down. But it is so important that you have positive thoughts, you have a positive outlook to life, and surely you will sail through your delivery phase and your postnatal phase in the best way possible.
That is right. Stay positive and in a good frame of mind. On this beautiful and happy note, thank you so much, Dr. Sridhar, for talking to us and giving us such positive insights.
Thanking you very much for having me on this show. A very happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, whether you are a past, present, or a soon-to-be mom. May your days be filled with good health, love, joy, and laughter.
Thank you so much, and it was a real pleasure talking to you, Dr. Sridhar. So we were in conversation with Dr. Lieutenant Colonel Leena N. Sridhar from Manipal Hospitals, and I'm sure all the parents listening to us will benefit from her expert opinion. And to the mothers, new ones and expectant, Chimes Radio wishes you a very happy Mother's Day. You can also enjoy other podcasts that talk about parenting and children. And for the little ones, Chimes Radio has a lot of informative and interesting podcasts. Do explore this space. Chimes Radio, India's first kids podcast network. Chimes Radio.